Good Friday morning. This is Jay Ogden of the Oakland Church of Christ. We've got one night tonight left of our gospel meeting with Lowell Salee. We meet at 7 o'clock this evening. We would love to invite you to come and listen to a message of God's Word. When Paul was standing before King Agrippa in Acts chapter 26, starting in verse 12, he says, "On one of these journeys I was going to Damascus with the authority and commission of the chief priest. About noon, King Agrippa, as I was on the road, I saw a light from heaven, brighter than the sun, blazing around me and my companions. We all fell to the ground, and I heard a voice saying to me in Aramaic, 'Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? It is hard for you to kick against the goads.' Then I asked, 'Who are you, Lord?' 'I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting,' the Lord replied." Sometimes we may wonder, how could anyone hear the gospel and respond in any other way than humble obedience? But this problem isn't new. Paul refers to this phenomenon as the mystery of lawlessness in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 7. And for a long time, he himself lived as a victim to Satan's device. When Saul met the Lord on the Damascus Road, he told them that he had been kicking against the goads. The word translated goads or pricks is one that usually refers to the sting of an animal, or an iron goad or a pointy stick used to prod stubborn animals. Even though it is painful to resist the prodding of a goad, some animals are so unwilling to move in the right direction that they will actually kick against the goad to go their own way. What were the goads against which Saul had been kicking? First, there were the scriptures that he had learned at the feet of Gamaliel in Acts chapter 22, verse 3, which so often spoke of the Christ. Then there were the arguments made by men like Stephen, which even his superiors were unable to answer convincingly. Moreover, Saul must have had concerns about how the authorities were dealing with the Christian movement and with the Jewish faith itself. Furthermore, some of Saul's own kinsmen had already accepted Christ. Romans chapter 16, verse 7 says, "Greet Andronicus and Junia, my countrymen and my fellow prisoners, who are of note among the apostles, who were also in Christ before me." And although he still zealously persecuted Christians, there was a struggle going on within his heart. Conversion would likely mean estrangement from his family and the loss of all the prestige and respect that he had worked so hard to establish for himself. Galatians chapter 1, verse 14. When he finally obeyed, however, he found that what he had feared giving up was actually never worth holding on to. Philippians chapter 3, verses 7 through 8, "But with all things that were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ. Yet indeed I also count all things lost for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for those for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ." Saul is not the only one in scriptures who kicked against the goads. The Bible speaks of the wicked king Manasseh, who set up idols and altars to false gods in the courts of the temple and burned his own children alive as sacrifice to Molech, 2 Chronicles chapter 33. Although God spoke to him, he would not listen until he was carried away in fetters through his nose to Babylon. When Paul stood before Agrippa II and told him of his own failure to heed the Lord's prodding, he asked the king, "Do you believe the prophets? I know that you do believe." But Agrippa declined the glorious invitation to Christ. Are you kicking against the goads? Have you refused to let God take away your sins through repentance and baptism? Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Have you refused to listen to God's admonition? When you hear God's word rebuking you concerning something that is amiss in your life, do you get angry or do you resolve yourself to change? As the Lord told Saul, kicking against the goads is hard, and there are some who never stop resisting and lose their own souls as a consequence. If the Lord has been prodding you, don't resist his loving voice a moment longer. We hope that these words have been an encouragement to you. We would love to have you. We would love for you to join us at Oakland Church of Christ. We meet at 18111 Townsend Ford Road. We meet on Sunday mornings at 9:30 for Bible study. We meet at 10:20 for worship. Again, that evening at 5 o'clock for worship again. Also, we meet on Wednesday nights at 7 o'clock for Bible study. We would love to have you. Have a wonderful and blessed day.